Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape.
Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
You are on a remote island in the war-torn Pacific, a paradise of tropic splendor, where sounds of battle are far behind. While walking slowly towards you, her arms stretched out to you, is the most beautiful girl in the world, whose embrace could mean your death.
Listen now as Escape brings you Millard Kaufman's exciting story, The Island.
Was, what could I do with Robert Lacey? The outlaw of a dream book handy, with all the charts and categories precisely arranged in alphabetical order? Well, in it you'll find a dream for loneliness about girls in soft summery dresses. You'll find a dream for hunger, 2-pound steak, perhaps smothered all over with lamb chops. There are dreams for the traveler of a hometown far away and long ago. But find me a dream of a place you've never seen. A place that doesn't exist. Awake or asleep, that was Lacey's dream. Corporal Robert Lacey, 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines. A harmless enough dream, I guess, and not to be taken seriously, or so it seemed until that night when Lacey's dream became my problem. May it was, 1945, in a little wood on Okinawa.
Anyhow.
Yeah, a couple of 3 mines behind Jap lines.
Oh, fire.
You worry too much, pal. Even for a guy on his first patrol.
Well, I've been thinking of it as my last.
Relax like me and you'll live forever.
What was that?
Nothing. Just a screaming, Mimi. Got a kind of a tail adjustment that cuts the wind, so it screams. Jap uses it to scare us.
Well, they sure succeeded.
You scare easy, pal.
Sure. Sure, I'm a pushover for that Shreklikite stuff.
Shreklikite?
Yeah.
What kind of jive is that?
Well, it means terror, frightfulness. It's German. Germans got a whole arsenal of terror weapons.
Yeah, the Japs have got a few themselves. What do you say we sack in, huh?
Sack in here?
That's as good as the next place.
For a lash up. It's 3 miles behind Jap lines.
Got no chance of getting back tonight. Get knocked off, we'll try. You take the first watch, I'm going to sack in.
You going to sleep?
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I'll just sit here and dream a while.
You're sure picking a fine time for it.
Hey, did I ever tell you about my island?
Yeah. Yeah, you told me. You must have told me 50 or 60 times in the past month.
All right, so I'll tell you again. Now, this island, it's a sort of a special place, you see. There's no rain, no jungle rot, no war. Just a quiet, cozy spot where a man can lay down under a banyan tree and live off the fat of the land.
Oh, there is no such place.
And on this island, a man would never go hungry. All you got to do is fish a little with the natives. And they're all big men, and they're friendly. Not like the Nips. And all the dames are beautiful.
You know something, Lacey, you read
that. I'm fixing to go as soon as I can find it. Never going back stateside. I'm going to lay down under that little old banyan tree and I'm going to rest.
I let him rave on. Maybe. What else could I do? Argue with him? There I was, 3 miles deep in enemy lines, with a stranger, his eyes narrowed in a thousand-yard stare. Rush of words like a nervous twitch. He raved on about a place that doesn't exist with big men and beautiful women.
Like nothing you ever saw, all surrounded by mist.
And then I found myself listening, sort of hypnotized.
Well, they're different.
And I learned something about Corporal Lacey and what combat weariness means. He'd forged too long among the rotten, bomb-scarred pebbles of the Pacific. He'd seen too much death, too many crack-ups.
Hell, I won't never go back.
He was himself, half-cracked and slightly dead, barely held together by the taut and twisted wires of his dream. So what can I do? Argue with him?
There'll be cattle on the island, too. They're going to find me a beautiful girl. Tabari.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Look, Tabari out there coming toward us.
Where?
Over there. About 2 o'clock.
It's a whole bunch of them.
No, it's not a bunch. It's 4, 3 men of them. And a woman.
They're heading right for us. What's the matter? You flip or something?
They're not chaps. The men are too big. But it's funny, the woman with him, though.
Maybe his eyes were better than mine, but how could I trust that brain of his all festered with dreaming?
I tell you, they're not chaps. And the dame is beautiful.
If only I'd listened to Lacey then. If only I'd known. But chaps are no chaps. I was taking no chances. I raised my rifle and...
You jerk, you hit the woman. I'm going to see if she's hurt, Bob. Come on.
Lacey, don't go. You know the jets. It might be a trick.
Don't worry about me.
Let go, my arm. Listen, you get yourself killed.
Not me, Tabari. I'll live to spit in your grave. Now, let go of me.
All right. I just hope you know what you're doing. I don't want to get involved in any of your cockamamie dreams, you know.
Dreams? It's no dream, Tabari. You'll find out.
Okay, Lacey, so where is she?
That's funny, she must be around here somewhere. Maybe.
Wait a minute. What's that?
It came from over there. Come on. Ah, there she is.
She's scared of us.
Lady? It's all right, lady.
Why? Why?
We won't hurt you, lady.
I hurt you. I hurt you.
Watch your lady. She's bluffing. Break out your first aid kit.
Yeah.
Look, lady. Let me fix your arm, huh? You see, we got bandages, adhesive tape, penicillin.
She don't get what you're talking about.
She gets the idea, huh? That's right, lady. This won't hurt a bit. Hey, you just got nicked a little, that's all. Just a flesh wound.
Oh, she trusts you.
Yeah, she trusts me more than you do. Didn't I tell you she was beautiful?
Well, you told me a lot of things. How about the men she was with, the big men?
Well, she was with them, and they weren't Japs.
Not Japs.
In a pig's eye, not Jap.
No, they're not Japs.
There, you see?
Well, then what were they?
How you say... My people.
Well, who are you? What are you? What's your name?
Name Taki. No can say in English, but please go away. Please, you go away fast.
Now you scared her again. Look, Taki, it's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, you just come with us, huh?
No, I go home. Let's go home.
Well, go home. Scram, lady. Lose yourself.
Oh, no, you don't.
Whoa, lady. You keep up.
Let her go. Let her go back to her rice paddy. You still don't catch, Tabori. She ain't from Okinawa. She's from that island I was telling you about.
I'm from Yogashi. Yogashi Shima.
Shima, see? Shima means island.
Yes. Island.
All right. Then what are you doing here?
I do not know. The Japanese bring us in canoe. Oh,
she's crazier than you are. Who are those?
Oh, shut up. Taki, where is your island, huh? Where is Yagachi?
In east. In China Sea.
Yeah?
A half day from Okinawa. By canoe.
Canoe?
What's it like, Taki? Huh? Well, what's your island like?
Listen. Never mind the island. Let's find that canoe. Come on, don't you see? With a canoe, we can get back to our lands by water.
Yeah, I think you got something there.
You, Taki, can you find the canoe?
I think I can.
Come on, let's go. She led us on through the wood. A lopsided moon came up and its rays filled it through the clouds and down through the jagged trees. In the moonlight, she was like one of those porcelain figurines, delicate with a peculiar tint to her skin, unlike anything I'd ever seen before. It was like the shade of wax ivory, ancient ivory. Her hair was long and black, drawn tight over her head. She was straight and slim. She walked with dignity. She was beautiful as a dream, Lacey's dream. But dreams don't come true, not like this, yet... Here she was, just the way he described it. And the three men. And the island. I couldn't figure it out because just then I didn't have time. Listen to that.
Yeah. Come on.
Taki led us down a slope to the water. There were canoes. And leaning against the prow were two sentries. Well, they were safe, they thought, 3 miles behind their line, snug as two bugs in a mosquito net. They were so safe, they didn't know what hit them.
Taki, in the canoe. All right, push off the boy.
Go.
You take the bow. Sit down, son. Straight up in the channel. You know what I think? Huh? I think we're gonna make it. Okay, Tobori. We can take it easy now.
I'm not taking it easy till we cross our perimeter.
How are you gonna tell at night?
Well, but you all.
And you think I got neon signs, huh?
Well, maybe we see a landmark or something.
Distances can fool you at night. We're liable to paddle right into a platoon of nips.
Okay, what do we do, Rishi?
We'll just stand by the morning. Then head for our convoy. We'll ride ashore in style. LST.
I don't know. I think it'll be better if we...
Look, whatever you think, you're outvoted 2-1.
Well, you're pulling rank, Corporal?
Well, why not, knucklehead? This ship's got one skipper and I'm it.
Oh, you're like a...
Now, look, if I want any step out of you, I'll knock it out of you. Now, more than you, don't pile up this detail.
So what was I going to do?
Argue with you?
Start a private firefight in the middle of the China Sea?
I was getting a little combat weary myself, but Lacey, he was all charged up as though his crazy dream had come true. Lying on the narrow deck of the canoe, I could hear Lacey, and the more I heard, the more confused I got.
It's not like other islands, is it, Taki?
It's land, Yagashi. I wish I could tell you how.
I know. It's pretty, huh?
It's very pretty, but...
Is it the fishing good?
It's good. And we have peace.
Cows?
Good cows.
I knew it.
Cows and pigs. And Lacey getting all hopped up about them. Well, that was a lesson I remembered. I guess I fell asleep, and then... Suddenly it was daylight.
Tobori! Hey, look, Tobori!
What?
Look over there. What do you see,
An island? Just an island?
It's not just an island. That's my island.
Well, what's so special about it?
Well, look at it. It's surrounded by mist, just like I said.
Oh, tell it to the troops when we get back to Okinawa.
What Doctor Burry, stand by for a ram. We ain't going back to Okinawa.
Hey, now, wait a
minute. I don't want any more trouble from you, Tabori.
Well, then don't make any, or I'll... Hey, look.
Looking for your rifle? Well, don't bother, because I got it right here.
Wait.
Now, you get forward.
You're crazy.
Go on, move, Tabori. You're flirting with a purple heart. All right, now lean on that paddle. That's right. We're heading for Yagachi.
Beach at Yagachi about 4 hours later. It was a lovely island with terraced hills and patches of tilled soil checkering the greener.
Well, seeing's believing, that's a boy.
I wouldn't believe it. So close to Okinawa.
Where are your people, Taki?
Long way over here. But you must not come. You go back now.
Oh, no, I'm sticking around. How about you, the boy?
Well, I came this far, I sweat it out just for laughs.
You're going to laugh out of the wrong side of your face.
What do you mean?
Well, that's just a figure of speech, Talking. Let's go. So there I was, caught up in Lacey's dream, when all the time I should have taken off at high pull up for Okinawa. I should have known better, but I didn't, and what you don't know can hurt you. Plenty.
Hey, look at that car, Tabori.
I could hear it down the road.
I tell you, I'm going to live off the fat of the land.
The trail snaked upward. There were scarlet flowers and lilies in the sawgrass. All very nice, I suppose, but I was looking for people, the big men of Lacey's dream, the girls all as lovely as the girl beside us. I was tense with expectancy at each bend in the trail, but Lacey's tensions had all vanished. He lost them because he had found Taki.
Robert Lacey.
No, Taki. My name's Lacey. Now, try it once more.
Lacey,
Taki. L, like in, this is a lily. You are a lady.
And you're a loco.
Tabori, I'm gonna slug you.
You're so funny, Lacey, when you're mad.
You laugh nice, Taki.
It is the first time. In 5 years, it is first time I am happy.
Well, maybe you were waiting for me to make you happy, like I was waiting for you.
What do you mean, Lacey?
Well, I mean it. Well, here. This is for you.
Why you give me flower?
I love you, Taki.
No. No, you can't.
Why, Taki?
You don't know. I don't know how to say. You do not know me.
Oh, I know you. I've been dreaming about you for 2 years. And you, I find you.
I never forget what you say.
I'll never let you forget.
Oh, Lacey.
Lacey, honey. L, I can love.
They walked on together up the trail. A tall marine and a slim girl with the ivory skin and a flower in her head. Now and then she'd look at the flower, and then she'd look at Lacey in a pained expression that clouded her face, though she didn't understand. I didn't either, but I had to find out.
Man, what a climb.
Yeah, it'd be easier for you. give me back my rifle.
Don't worry about me. I'll get by.
Well, we got him, look. There's the summit.
How are you doing, then, Yukashi? See, down there, following me and Barry?
Hey. Hey, look. Look at them.
They, my people.
I told you they were big men.
How can you tell from this distance?
Well, look how broad they are.
It's funny how they're all in a bunch. Like... Hey, listen.
Well, maybe it's what you call it, a ceremony or something, huh?
It is.
Well, maybe it's for us. I bet they know we're coming.
No. It's for the dead.
What happened, you suppose? A war?
The window's here. It's just my people die.
Well, everybody's people die. It's gotta happen sooner or later.
Never heard it so well put.
Why don't you drop dead to boring? Let's go, Taki.
They went down the mountain, side down to a cape that jutted into the Pacific like a gnarled finger of doom. Far away, we saw a village. We headed toward it through a sunless gorge. At the far end was a thatched hut.
Looks like it's empty.
As any fool could see.
You wait here. I come back soon with Headman. He speak English good.
The boy?
Huh?
You gonna stay here with me?
No, you see. I just want one good look at your big men and beautiful women in their native habitat. And I'm off for Okinawa.
You still want proof,
yeah?
Huh?
And there's something strange about this place. I want to know what it is.
It's not strange. It's just different, like I said.
Ah, you're all fired up, Lacey, in a dream. I'm not sure what it's all about, but I gotta find out or it'll drive me crazy the rest of my life.
You mean crazy like me?
I didn't say that.
You know, since we left Okinawa, you've been giving me a bad time.
Well, that's mutual.
Now you're just calling me crazy.
I know what I said.
I know what you think. I know what you'll do once you get back to Okinawa. You'll tell the MPs I went over the hill and you'll tell them where I am. They'll come after me.
You are crazy.
I'm just crazy enough to make sure you keep your trap shut. You remember, Tabori, I said I'd be around to spit in your grave.
Lacey, stop kidding around with that rifle.
I ain't kidding. I'm gonna kill you, Tabori. But first, you're gonna see I was right. I wanna see the expression on that smart aleck face of yours when you admit it. And then I'm gonna kill you. Now get back in that corner. Keep your mouth shut. Hello. You the head man?
I suppose you could call me that.
His name, Hiroshi.
What can I do for you?
I want to stay here with Taki.
I'm afraid you cannot.
Well, I'll work my way.
That is not the point.
You can... Look, I don't want no arguments out of you.
You cannot stay.
Well, why?
She is a leper.
She's so beautiful.
Yes, I know, my son. But in 3 years, 5 years...
Taki.
I tried to tell you, but I did not know how. And then I could not, even if I wanted to. I wanted it to. One more minute.
They stood there facing each other. The tall marine and the girl with the ivory skin with the flower still in her hand, the flower already beginning to wilt.
Goodbye, Lacey. Thank you for the flower. big. I'll never forget you.
Hiroshi, what's this all about?
It is quite simple. Two nights ago, the Japanese came to the leper colony. They took more than half my patients to Okinawa, headed toward the American lines.
Why?
To disrupt your advance. There was no chance of contagion, but... Well, my patients do not all look as lovely as Taki.
Oh, I see. Shrekakite.
Exactly. The weapon of terror.
Yeah.
Tobori?
Yalis.
I guess we better move on. You ready, pal?
Yeah. It's a long road back to Okinawa.
For me, the road back is longer than that.
Conducted by Lee Stevens. Next week.